This is what Uta, who is now 64 years old, says in her audio recording. My time around the reunification was like a box of chocolates. I didn't know what it was filled with at the time. What I promised myself was a colourful world, like a gift. But not every box of chocolates met my expectations. Before the great change, the vendor, we had a family, a job, and a system of security. Work and friendships were intertwined. We helped each other out, not only at work, but also in our private lives. We often held little celebrations in our patchwork family, but also with our work colleagues. What we used to call brigade parties, or company parties, but of course they were sort of factory parties, because it was largely collectives, not companies. Our family parties were great fun. Nothing was ordered from caterers. Everything was homemade. Cakes, sandwiches, salads. When a family party was coming up, we saved up in advance to buy special, expensive goods, which were sometimes from the special delicate shops, such as tangerines, tinned peaches, tinned pineapples for cakes and punch. It was something special. We usually had these parties in the garden in summer. You can check that with the photo. When it rained, a makeshift roof was erected with tarpaulins, as there were no such things as party tents. We just sat closer together and had a good laugh. The time of change began in the summer of 1989. The GDR had been bubbling like a stew pot for quite some time. The consequences of the Mangelwirtschaft, the economics of shortage. And then the question of freedom of expression and freedom to travel were constant topics of discussion in my private life, but also at my workplace at the time. The VEB, V-E-B, which means a state-owned enterprise, furniture factory. I did take a critical view of many things, but was not politically active. Nevertheless, I had the feeling that we were trying to solve many problems together using our ingenuity. In autumn 1989, the peaceful demonstrations began throughout the GDR, including in our market square and the round table discussions in the factories. I took part in these talks. For the first time, the management and the party leadership, the party being the SED, publicly faced up to the critical questions of the employees, or at least tried to, during another round of talks on the 9th of November 1989. I was suddenly told that the border to West Germany had been opened. I couldn't believe it. The discussion broke up immediately. My husband, who was at a demonstration on the market place that evening, brought the same information with him. many of those who had a car, we didn't, drove to the border that same evening, to the west. Over the next few days, many colleagues were absent from work. Some came back, others didn't. What did that mean? For us, first of all, freedom to travel. We didn't toy with the idea of giving up everything and going to the West, as some acquaintances later did. I was also curious about the West, and at some point we travelled to Fulda in a trabi. Five of us in the small car, an unimaginable journey across the border just a few weeks, which would have been unimaginable just a few weeks ago. My parents-in-law, my child and my husband succumbed to this other German world. I was stunned, and this impression remained unforgettable. The white houses, like on postcards, cut flowers in November, and overcrowded shops. I hadn't expected that. So much changed in the time that followed. The transformation of the company from a VEB to a GmbH, a public limited company. Repatriation claims in my company, but also the threat of unemployment. Those were looming for me. But I was lucky and kept my job for the time being. The box of chocolates had only just been opened. It remained a gift in my eyes.